This is what?
The fetish room, he said.
The fetish room, yeah.
No, it's just for weird photos.
Man. I know, because I have mine. So I was like, what?
I know, I had to go and...
Where do you get these?
At the Army Navy store that we had. No, the Army surplus store.
I saw the Myers off of Perryville. Blown away.
Oh, yeah. Did you go by Guilford?
Yeah.
And saw the big, humongous thing that they added on?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No, I was more like, man, I got to do like 30 mile an hour because the roads are horrendous here.
Oh, they are bad. Really bad.
I mean, you're coming from Texas and all this. The worst thing about, because he's saying, you know, when you should drive safe, and it's like you're going to be rolling through Oklahoma at night, and all you're seeing is just like the blood trails all the way down the road, like every 10 feet, and you're like, oh, please don't see a live animal tonight. It ain't seen in Missouri, it's like that, the speed limit's like 80, and you just see this massive, just where it looked like an explosion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I saw that over by Freeport today. It was really nasty.
Oh, God. Look at Gwiu. Did she not stay upstairs earlier?
She wouldn't come up here first. Because of the Kukui, I guess.
See, I'm telling you.
There's no Kukui.
No, there is.
There's no Kukui. Okay.
Well, you ain't sleeping on the bed.
You ain't gonna be able to climb up there.
What's the matter, Gwiu?
She's old.
What's the matter, Gwiu?
That's a cute little car.
When did you get it?
Hmm?
When did you get it?
About a month ago.
Oh. Hey, Gwiu. Look at her dying of heat. It's hot in here.
It's hot down there, too.
Yeah, it's hard to...
It's not a little car. It's bigger than hers.
It's a cute little car.
Same size as the Crown Vic, too.
It is the same size as
the Crown Vic.
I don't know where. Certainly not the footprint.
Because I got a four-cylinder, which is terrible, I guess.
What time did you leave?
I left after work.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
And then,
came home, picked up the grue, and threw the bags in the car and took off.
I already had the bag in the car. I picked the dog up. And I left. And then by then, you know, because Don told me, he's like, well, at least leave right before the sun comes up. Because he's like, you'll be tired, but when the sun comes up, you get a little bit longer time driving because you'll feel awake all of a sudden.
Hmm.
So I drove, it was in the 60s when I left Texas. Well, then it slowly just kept dropping.
Yeah.
What they were talking about.
In the 30s.
Yeah. Bad snow. Storms and snow and.
Tornadoes. Oh, no, yeah, you guys were supposed to have bad rain down there.
You're supposed to have a hell of a
it was bad in Oklahoma.
And then they said...
Because it was still dark when I was getting through Oklahoma, and it was getting towards McAllister, you see just lightning flashing.
McAllister, Texas?
No, in Oklahoma.
Oh, okay.
And then I looked on the radar, because you just see lightning just flashing every few seconds, and that's a big storm. That reached all the way to Missouri, and I was like, that's a big storm. I look, and then you see a warning, severe thunderstorms, strong winds, and I'm like, well, Oklahoma, tornado season, severe thunderstorms, well, it would be bad. Luckily, I beat it. North of where I was at.
Frost warning tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like 30-some odd degrees outside.
It's been flurrying off and on all day.
Yeah. And everybody's like, oh, it's been so nice this last week, and then I get here and it's garbage.
It's going to be garbage, I think.
Okay, let's go to bed. We have things to do in the morning.
Yeah, I got to get up in 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. You won't be able to sleep now, huh?
No, I think I still have enough drugs in me that I can fall back asleep. I think. Limerick. My baby's home.
Oh. I know. It's tiny. This building is so small.
Yeah.
You're
so little.
I don't remember being this small.